three-point shot, tipped, score!
Time now for Kings Talk, where you, the listeners, call in with your questions and comments after every Kings game in Southern California. Tell Nick and Daryl what's on your mind.
Give yourselves a big hand. You're the best.
Call us at 877-KINGS-20. That's 877-KINGS-20. We'll also take a look at the stars of the game highlights, and the out-of-town scoreboard. Kings Talk at 877-KINGS-20. Exclusively right here on the Kings iHeart Audio Network.
Hi again, everybody. We're back here in the broadcast booth at Honda Center. Nick Nixon, Darrell Evans. The Kings with a 6-3 win over the Anaheim Ducks. The Kings now 2-0 against their crosstown rivals. And the third and final game back here at Honda Center on April the 13th. So the Kings keep rolling. Daryl, boy, big time. 6 goals against Pittsburgh, 6-0 win out of the break. 5-2 win over Buffalo Monday. 6 more goals here tonight. So, boy, the offense has really not lost anything with that 11-day layoff.
Yeah, and with offense, you got a hot power play as well. So a lot of those goals coming via the power play, but a lot of different guys contributing as well. Adrian Kempe, who was red hot, 13 goals in his last 13 games. Victor Arvidsson finding the score sheet. It's just great to see things spread out. And you look at the balance that the Kings have in the four lines that they have on the ice now, getting Vilardi back on the ice, Kaliev and Moore, who returned right after the break there. The Kings are a lot deeper right now. They line up a lot differently, and they're just finding a way to get some great chances. 41 shots on goal tonight.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of great individual performances here tonight for the Kings as they improve their road record to 15-9-5, now 13 games over 500 for the season at 31-18-7. And as we said, with Vegas not playing, the Kings are 1 point behind first place and Vegas in the division. 877-KINGS-20, road version of Kings Talk tonight. We'll have a trivia question for you momentarily. Chance to win a couple of tickets to a Kings game. But let's look at some of the standout performances here tonight. We're going to give our third star to Victor Arvidsson.
Yeah, Victor Arvidsson with a pair of big goals. Great shots, both short side, upstairs, beating the goaltender, especially the second goal that he scored. That gave the Kings a little bit of breathing room as Anaheim was trying to make a strong push. He had 5 shots on goal and was a very effective player tonight.
Victor Arvidsson, a even strength goal and a power play goal now with 16 on the year. Our third star, Blake Lizotte. That line was good from the get-go, Daryl, and Blake will be our second star.
Yeah, he had himself a great all-round game, a goal and an assist. He gets a +2 in the game, a game-high 7 shots on goal, and his line dominated. I mean, before they got that first goal, his goal of the game, they did a great job. They had probably 3 grade A chances on that shift, but their puck persistence in the offensive zone, just the tenacity that line plays with all 3 of those guys, what chemistry they're building amongst them.
Yeah, and Blake Lizotte's goal is first in 20 games, so he was happy to see that go in on the deflection of the Iafallo shot. Lizotte with a goal and an assist, star number 2. And the number 1 star in a lot of different areas again, Daryl, the captain, Andre Kopitar.
Yeah, when you come into games like this, you know, you look to your big players, and Andre Kopitar stepped right to the forefront. A great goal there, shooting that puck from up high. Outstanding night in the faceoff circle, winning 13 of 16 faceoffs, 81%. And the Kings were able to limit his ice time as well. And I know Anaheim did get a power play goal in the game, but they had a 5-minute power play, and he was on the ice for a lot of it. His face-off wins allowed the Kings to be able to clear the puck out. They only gave up two shots against on that 5-minute power play, but what a game by Kopitar.
So Andre Kopitar, a goal and an assist, both coming on the power play. Star number 1, Blake Lizotte, a goal and an assist. Star number 2, and Victor Arvidsson, 2 goals, is star number 3. All right, let's get to the phones. We'll start things off with Grant in Whittier. Hi, Grant. Welcome to Kings Talk tonight.
How you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
So I want to discuss that fourth-rate power play we've got. We're really not used to that here in Kingstown. I've got a couple of thoughts on it, but why do you guys think it's so effective? What are they doing out there to on that cycle to make this so effective?
Yeah, well, I'll let Daryl chime in, but the power play's been good really all season. It's just been better since January 1st, where it's number 1 in the NHL at over 30%. you know, you've got two units that had been very effective all season long. Sometimes the number one unit gets hot, then it's number two. So Todd McClellan has had, you know, close to 12 different individuals that he's put out there on the power play that they all seem to work and they all seem to create, and they get some good finish with some snipers out there.
Yeah, they've got a lot more skill in the lineup. You look at the confidence that Adrian Kempe comes into the season with. The addition of Kevin Fiala, he's really changed the complexion of the hockey club. His ability to handle the puck and move the puck, the vision that he has on the ice, he complements everybody. But, Nick, you just said it, having two units out there. Now when the Kings are on the power play, a lot of times your first unit goes out, the second unit comes off, and there's quite a fall off. So that's a little bit of relief for the penalty-killing team on the other side. But in the case with the Kings, both units can be just as effective. They come at you in so many different ways, up high, down low. They activate their defense. So it's just effectiveness by committee out there. You know, Jim Hiller's done an outstanding job, you know, mixing different guys in, changing the approach on, you know, where to attack from. They're doing a great job at dissecting the opposing team's penalty kill to be able to find seams, because let's face it, the other teams look at what the Kings are doing and they try to solve it each and every night. And the Kings are still finding a way to get a job done. So a credit to them for how hard that they've worked at it. They put a lot of time in it, but it's that persistence, pursuing pucks, and the motion that they've had consistently on the power play has allowing them to succeed.
You've got Kempe, Kopitar, Velarde, Kaliev, Iafallo, Moore, Deneau, Arvidsson, Fiala have all played significant. Those are all forwards. The triggermen, the quarterbacks, are the two offensively gifted defensemen in Doughty and Durzi. It's just, it's in a groove right now, as is the penalty kill. So, yeah, that's what we have to offer in that regard, Grant.
And the other thing I've noticed, too, is when they cycle the puck, all five skaters, it doesn't matter who's on the ice, you mentioned all 12, they all touch the puck. There's nobody gets skipped over.
Yeah, you know, and that's what they've been harping on since the beginning, move the puck, quick passes. That's how you break down defenses. That's how you break down penalty killers. You've got to move it quickly, and over the years, the Kings were too stationary with their power play, passing along the perimeter, slow tempo to it. But you know, now, as you mentioned, cycling, defensemen will be in deep. Doughty, one time in the third period, was down at the goal line with it, and they read and react. Okay, you want everybody to be moving. That's what breaks down defenses. And boy, it's been fun to watch this year with the three power play goals tonight. They now have 50. They had 40 all of last year, 40. They already have 50, and we still have a third of the season to go.
Yeah.
So, Grant, thanks for the call. Yeah, you want a chance to win a couple of tickets?
What?
You want a chance to win a couple of tickets?
Yes.
Okay, here's our trivia question. Adrian Kempe has been red hot, right? Had a goal tonight.
Yes. He has goals in four games.
Yeah, he has goals in four straight games. We want to know who holds the Kings record for most goals in a four-game stretch. Is it?
Is it?
I'm going to give you five choices, okay? Is it Marcel Dion, Charlie Simmer, Bernie Nichols, Luke Robitaille, or Adrian Kempe? Most goals in a four-game stretch in Kings franchise history.
Luke Robitaille?
No, incorrect, but Luke scored a bunch as a King, obviously. Grant, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 877-KINGS-20. Kings over Anaheim 6-3 tonight. We'll take a break. Back with more Kings talk here from Honda Center right after this.
If you want the best care for kids in California, come to Children's Hospital Los Angeles. CHLA is the highest-ranked children's hospital in California and a top hospital in the nation on the prestigious U.S. News & World Report Honor Roll of the Best Children's Hospitals. CHLA provides outstanding patient-centered care, trains the physicians, nurses, and caregivers of tomorrow, and conducts life-saving research to help bring more cures to more kids. For the best care for kids in California, visit chla.org.
Hey, Kings fans, own your terrain and get moving with Cooper. Now through November 14th, you'll get up to a $70 reward when you buy a set of four qualifying tires. Choose from all-season and high-performance favorites, including the Discoverer AT3 family of tires and more. You can even register your rebate online. It's quick and easy. Visit CooperTire.com for forms, terms, and conditions, and to find a Cooper Tires retailer near you. Go with the Coopers.
Crypto.com is the official crypto platform partner of the LA Kings and the world's fastest growing crypto app. In the app, you can easily buy and sell cryptocurrencies and different coins, collect the world's top NFTs, and get discounts when you pay with crypto. Download the Crypto.com app now on the App Store or Google Play. All information is provided for informational purposes only, and this message is not intended as a recommendation of financial or investment advice. Cryptocurrencies are highly volatile and subject to significant risks and may not be suitable for you. Not available in all jurisdictions.
Experience the future of connectivity with Spectrum One. You get Spectrum Internet delivering the fastest speeds in the nation for $49.99 a month. Advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced privacy and security, free for 12 months. And a Spectrum Mobile line with unlimited talk, text, and data, plus nationwide 5G, free for 12 months. That's Spectrum One. Visit Spectrum.com or your local Spectrum store today. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now back to Kings Talk. Your post-game reaction to LA Kings hockey. Call 877-KINGS-20 on the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
All right, we're back here at Honda Center where the Kings have completed a 6-3 win over the Anaheim Ducks. The Kings to within a point of first place Vegas. Edmonton had a lead against the Rangers but lose to the Rangers in a shootout. They get a point. So the standings, four teams separated by 3 points atop the division. Vegas 70, LA 69, Seattle 68, Edmonton with 67. All right, our trivia question, who holds the Kings record for most goals in a four-game stretch? Adrian Kempe scored again tonight. He's got 8 goals in 4 games. The names we're throwing at you are Marcel Dion, Charlie Simmer, Bernie Nichols, Luke Robitaille, and Adrian Kempe. Big trade, Toronto and St. Louis, Darryl. Earlier tonight, the Blues, who acquired Ryan O'Reilly a few years ago, won a cup with him. He was the playoff MVP when the Blues won the cup. He gets traded with Noel Achari to Toronto for what we understand is 3 picks and prospects.
Yeah, and understand it's a first round pick, a second pick, a third pick, and the 2 prospects. And I think this is a significant move for Toronto. This is a type of piece that they need, a guy who has won the Stanley Cup, great in the face-off circle. Look at the depth that they have up the middle of the ice right now. It definitely draws the attention of the Maple Leafs opponents when the playoffs start. Regardless of who it is now, they get a lot more respect for what they have in the lineup.
So, boy, you look at Toronto and Ryan O'Reilly, what's he going to be, their third-line center?
Yep.
Former playoff MVP. Gives them depth,
yep,
in case injuries crop up. And, of course, Toronto is a franchise that's trying to get out of the first round, something they haven't done for years. All right. Speaking of Edmonton, they blew that 4-1 lead. Darryl, why don't you get us caught up with the scoreboard?
All right, we'll start it off in Edmonton. The Oilers playing host to the New York Rangers. Rangers had won their last 6 games entering action tonight. Oilers open up the scoring. Nugent Hopkins with his 27th. And then midway through the first period, Barry with his 8th, Ryan with his 10th. Those goals coming 19 seconds apart give the Oilers a 3-0 lead. Kreider scored a goal to make it 3-1. The Oilers, before the period was over, made it 4-1 again. In that first period, Connor McDavid with a pair of assists, giving him 101 points on the season, the 6th time in his career that he's eclipsed the 100-point mark. And then after that, it was all Rangers. Kreider with a shorthanded goal. Zibanejad ends up tying the game with his 30th of the season. He now has goals in 6 straight. That's the longest active streak in the NHL. And then in a shootout, it's the Rangers winning their 7th in a row. They defeat the Oilers 5-4 in a shootout. In Minnesota, in a shootout, it's the Wild over the Dallas Stars by a score of 2-1. They were scoreless through 40 minutes of play. Zuccarello's 20th for the Wild. Ben, his 22nd for Dallas. They skated through overtime, and then in a shootout, it's the Wild over the Stars 2-1. The Islanders battle back from behind. They were trailing Pittsburgh by a score of 4-2. Crosby, a goal and an assist, his 25th for the Penguins. Raquel with a pair, he's got 21. The Islanders got a pair and an assist from Nelson. He's got 24 on the season. He extends his point streak to 12 games. That's the longest active streak right now. Lee with a pair of goals. He's got 21. The game winner comes late in the third period. Parisi is 15th of the season. Final score on Long Island, the Islanders 5, Penguins 4. And wrapping up tonight's schedule, the Ottawa Senators had a 3-1 lead at home against the Chicago Blackhawks. Patrick Kane's second goal of the game, 11th of the season, tied it up in the third period. And then Athanasiou with his 12th of the season. That's the game winner in overtime. The final score, the Blackhawks 4, Senators 3. And that gives you a look at a light schedule tonight around the NHL.
And the Kings win here tonight 6-3. They've won 3 in a row, 6-1-1 in their last 8. 877-KINGS-20. Let's go to St. George, Utah. Forrest is up next. Welcome to the show, hey. Forrest. What can we do for you?
Hey, Nick and Joe, this is great. LA Kings legends. I'm going to remember this day forever. It's a pleasure talking to you guys. I really appreciate this, so that's great. But, hey, you know, I got a quick question. It seems like there's a different Kings team that's playing in front of Quick than in front of Copley. Wanted to get your guys' take on that. And also wanted to find out how they figured who got the win in tonight's game.
Yeah.
It looks like they gave the win to Copley.
No, it goes to Quick. Very simply, the rule is the goaltender that was playing at the time the game-winning goal was scored is the goalie of record. So with the Kings winning 6-3, the Kings' fourth goal was the game winner, Kopitar in the third period, and Quick was in goal then. So Quick would get the win on in relief of Copley. So, Quick.
I thought that.
Yeah, and for Quick, his first win since December 1st, and he's happy to get that win, get off the schneid, so to speak. Copley, again, ejected late in the second period for throwing a punch with his blocker on. Sometimes players, and I don't know if you did it, Daryl, when you played, they'll tape maybe a couple of fingers together if maybe they have a sore finger, and the trainers say, well, do it this way. But if you drop your gloves and get into a fight with tape on your fingers, you can get a match penalty.
Exactly.
If you have anything on your hand aside from your fist, that's a foreign substance, and that's why he got the match penalty. Forrest, would you like a chance to win a couple of tickets?
Sure, I'd love it.
Okay, here's our question tonight. Of course, Adrian Kempe's been red hot, right? He's got 8 goals in his last 4 games. Who holds the Kings record for most goals in a 4-game stretch? Is it Marcel Dion, Charlie Simmer, Bernie Nichols, Luc Robitaille, or Adrian Kempe, who has 8 in 4 games?
I'm going to have to say I think it's Bernie Nichols.
Bernie Nichols. Yes, you are right.
You
think Adrian had a good run. Well, in the season Bernie had 70 goals, which is a franchise record, the 88-89 season, Bernie had a stretch where he scored 9 times in 4 games. That is the best 4-game stretch goal-wise for a King in franchise history. So, Forrest,
I have a feeling because he had that big – they put him on the line with Gretzky that first year.
Yeah, so a ton of power play goals. He killed penalty. He did everything. He scored any which way you could figure out. So, congratulations.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, stay on the line. And give Jeff your info, and we'll get you a couple of tickets. All right, let's go to Julian and Whittier next up on King's Talk from Honda Center. Hi, Julian.
Hi there. It sure is good to talk to you guys again. It's a question for both of you because you're up close with the Kings all the time, and as fans, we're as close as we can be to them. I'd like to ask you both this. Lately, the Kings are playing exceptional hockey, and this is a continuation of last year. But the question that I had was, how do you assess the Kings of maybe 3 years ago as compared to now? It seems as if Coach McClellan has come a long way, and I know that they all advise each other on who to trade, who to pick up, and whatnot. And I know that Coach McClellan has something, at least something, to do with that. But I just want to get an assessment from you guys of what you think so far. I think it's been really exceptional, and they're playing really well together.
Yeah, no question. I'll let Daryl chime in here in a second. The first thing that comes to mind, Julian and Daryl, is it was three seasons ago where the Kings had a roster where over 20 players had fewer than 100 NHL games of experience. You can't compete with that inexperience at this level, the best league in the world. They addressed that 2 years ago. They brought in Arvidsson. They brought in Deneau. They brought in Alex Edler. Last summer, they brought in Fiala. These are all established NHL players. So that combined with the emergence of some of the younger players, especially on defense, Matt Roy, Mikey Anderson, two to be specific, things now come together, and with the players already in place, now you've got a pretty well-balanced team, and kids like Velarde, Kaliev, Byfield are all starting to get better and figure out the game and figure out how to be effective.
Yeah, it started with the Kings moving some of the veteran players out when they moved, you know, Alec Martinez, when they moved Jeff Carter. They needed to make room for some of these young kids to be able to get a chance to play. And you're going to have your growing pains, and that's exactly what happened. So then they brought in, as Nick alluded to, all the players that you just talked about, bringing those veterans in. Look at the growth in Adrian Kempe's game. 35 goals last year, 28 already this year. Kaliev, second on the team in power play goals with 8. These guys have had an impact. Blake Lizotte's game has gone to a different level. So the Kings have so much more depth, and they now line up so much differently against different teams. You know, before the Kings, you know, you go two lines in and you say, okay, the Kings can battle with them. And then after that, it was a mismatch. Now the Kings are pretty solid against pretty much anybody they line up with. So they've worked on their special teams, knowing that they had to grow on the power play. I think the personnel that we just talked about speaks volumes as how much the power play is growing. The penalty kill still needs a little bit of work. But as Nick said during the broadcast, since January 1, they're in the top 5 in the NHL. So huge growth on both sides of the special teams. And they're just growing as a team. They're comfortable with each other. The coaching staff has done a really good job. Todd McClellan's systems, there's a belief in it. And then Jim Hiller coming in and taking charge of the power play this year has definitely had some influence on that as well. So collectively as a group, the commitment from management to go out and acquire players, get pieces in place to allow the team to be able to grow, and it's all spelling success right now.
Anything else, Julian?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just one more comment. It's just been tremendous to see the improvement, and there's a chemistry right now that they're playing so well with, and other pundits across the league, even across Canada, now have to really consider the Kings a strong playoff contender to go deep into the playoffs. It's really great to see. Really,
yeah, it
great
is.
After all this fun.
It is. I think they've advanced quicker than everybody expected, but they keep getting better. They're in the hunt for first place. Who would have thought that at the start of this year? I mean, they did make the playoffs last year. The expectations were higher this year. Okay, we made the playoffs last year. We lost in the first round. Now we've got to make it, and we've got to do something in the playoffs. Well, they may have home ice to start the first round, which is huge, as we all know, because Game 7 was on the road in Edmonton last year. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you finish first, and if you can just take care of home ice, and the Kings have been a much better home team this year than in the last couple of years, you can go maybe 2, maybe 3 rounds. So, yeah, it's been fun to watch.
Great. And I think the players that they brought in, and guys like, Deneau, Arvidsson, and Fiala, those three players, you know, it's different when you bring in veteran players that are maybe kind of on the backside of their career, but these guys are right in the meat of their career right now. These guys are at their best, and they're making everybody else in the team better with their presence on the ice. The opposition take a lot different look at the Kings now than they did a few years ago. They're gaining respect. Last year, they kind of flew under the radar. You know, they got in there. I think they surprised a few teams. Well, this year, they're not surprising anyone. There's an expectation not only from within that locker room, but around the league, the opposition expects to get, you know, a real good push. And I think in the early part of the year, when Kevin Fiala joined the roster and the Kings started to score some goals early in the season, the power play got off to a pretty good start. I think the Kings were maybe caught up a little bit of it, that they could go out and outgun teams. And it kind of bit them in the backside there for a little bit. And when they went into Boston and Phoenix Copley went into the net, he was the recipient of a team that, probably got a talking to, and they finally dialed it in playing defensive hockey starting at the beginning of December. And since then, they've been a lot more consistent team, playing to their identity. Let's face it, if anybody that's watched this team for the last 10, 15 years, it's been defensive style of hockey. That's where it all starts. You've got to be strong from your own zone out. They're starting to do that. They're giving up fewer grade-A scoring chances against, fewer shots against, and at the end of the day, they've got a little bit more firepower, so now they're winning games. Instead of having to win games 2-1, the NHL's a little different right now, especially during the regular season. You got to be able to get three goals at least, and if not four, and Kings are consistently doing that now at this time of the year.
Julian, thanks for the call. Enjoy the rest of the season and hopefully a long playoff run. Kings win 6-3 here in Anaheim, 1 point out of first place. We'll take a break and talk about some of the highlights when we come back.
Crypto.com is the official crypto platform partner of the LA Kings and the world's fastest growing crypto app. In the app, you can easily buy and sell cryptocurrencies and different coins, collect the world's top NFTs, and get discounts when you pay with crypto. Download the Crypto.com app now on the App Store or Google Play. All information is provided for informational purposes only, and this message is not intended as a recommendation of financial or investment advice. Cryptocurrencies are highly volatile and subject to significant risks and may not be suitable for you. Not available in all jurisdictions.
The LA Kings play here.
Score! Arvidsson!
Bally Sports West.
Patrick goal!
And now, you have more wings to watch than ever with your service provider.
To win it! Yes!
Or with the all-new Bally Sports Plus, available on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, what a setup!
Bally Sports West, your home for LA Kings hockey.
You can dig if you want to, but you must call 811. If you dig without making the call, it can be bad for everyone. A utilities under your property can be buried any place. So if you dig around, don't do it right. There could be thousands of fines to pay. You can dig. You can dig. Everybody can dig. You just have to call 811.
Learn more at SoCalGas.com/811.
Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHOPE. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673. Or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHOPE, official partner of the LA Kings.
We return to Kings Talk, your post-game reaction to LA Kings hockey. Call 877-KINGS-20 on the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
Back here at Honda Center, the Kings win it by a score of 6-3. Just looking at some of the notes here, the Ducks, who have given up way too many goals this year, they're last in the league. They've given up 26 goals in their last four games, 6 goals tonight, 7, 7, and 6 in the previous three games. On average, they give up 39.2 shots a game. That's way too high, way too high, and big reason why they're near the bottom of the NHL standings. All right, the Kings got 6 tonight, and they got 1 goal in the first period to take a 1-0 lead. Now here's Fiala again. Center shot. I have follow. Save made. Rebound. Fiala. Left wing to Roy. Shot pass. Tipped wide by Lizotte. Lizotte battling behind the net with Fiala. Good shift here. Fiala feeds the middle. I have follow. Shoots. Score! Deflected in front. It looked like Blake Lizotte. What a great shift for the Lizotte line with I have follow and Fiala. They all had great chances, and finally, Lizotte on the deflection starts the scoring tonight. The goal at 14:22, first period, 1-0 LA. And his eighth of the year for Blake Lizotte. First in 20 games, Iafallo and Fiala, his linemates, with the assists. So the Kings led 1-0 at the end of one. Shattenkirk tied it at 5:52 of the second period with his second. Kulikov and Vetrano earning the assist, but the Kings were able to regain the lead at 12:56 of period two. Again, Vetrano feeds the blue line. Benoit shot blocked by Arvidsson. Arvidsson to center. Crisscrossing with Moore. Gave it to Moore into the zone to the right circle. Moore cross ice. One-timer. Score! Victor Arvidsson! Arvidsson to Moore as they crisscrossed into the Anaheim zone. Moore from the outside of the right circle sent it to the outside of the left circle. And Arvidsson blasts it in up high under the crossbar. And the Kings have a lead again. They're up 2-1. 15th of the year for Arvidsson. Moore the assist, the goal at 12:56. Then the Kings were working on the power play and they got their first of three power play goals tonight. Kempe leaves it at the blue line for Doughty. Across to Kopitar, down to the left circle. Cross ice to Kempe with a shot. He scores! Might have been tipped in front by Kevin Fiala. But the shot originated by Adrian Kempe. We'll see if indeed Fiala got a touch on it. The power play goal here with 2:07 left. Second period in the Kings are up 3-1.
And it is Kempe's goal, his 28th, 8 goals in 4 games. Kopitar and Doughty with the assist. That made it 3-1, and then late in the second period, a skirmish around goaltender Phoenix Copley. And as a result, Copley got involved with Jones. Vetrano, who skated by, gave him a shot at the side of the helmet. And Copley started throwing some punches, but he didn't drop his blocker. And because of that, he got a match penalty, and Anaheim had a 5-minute power play. Of course, Quick had to come on and finish the game. Match penalty means you're done for the match. And Anaheim, on the major power play, just had 2 shots on goal. 1 goal at 2:28 of the third. McTavish made it 3-2 from Fowler and Zegras. But at 9:44 of the third period, the Kings' red-hot power play went to work again.
Kopitar out. Wins the draw. Controlled by Doughty. For Fiala in the middle to Kopitar, who scores! Big key right there. The big guy wins the draw, number 11. And he gets set up at the top of the inside of the left circle. One times it in off the iron. And the Kings do have that 2-goal lead again. Andre Kopitar and the Kings up 4-2.
His 17th of the year. That's the game winner. Fiala and Doughty the assist. 13-10, Vetrano made it a 1-goal game, 4-3 with his 14th from Fowler. But later on, it was the Kings' power play.
Power play, 20 seconds left. Kings, Deneau gains the line, hands it off for Moore, who sends it cross ice. Kaliev to Durzi, to Kaliev. Cross ice, left wing side to Deneau. Deneau in deep, played by Arvidsson up high for Durzi. Down low, Arvidsson to the net. A shot, he scores! Put it in upstairs on the short side past John Gibson. The Kings' third shorthanded goal tonight. And again, they have a 2-goal lead with 4:30 left to play. The Kings are up 5-3 on Victor Arvidsson's second of the game, 16th of the season.
Yeah, 3 power play goals. Arvidsson from Durzi and Deneau at 15:30 to make it 5-3. And then the empty netter, Fiala, his 19th from Iafallo and Lizotte. 6-3, the Kings win it. So, Daryl, before we say goodnight, tomorrow back to work at home, Crypto.com Arena, with the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah, and it won't be an easy one. Arizona, first of all, comes in rested. They didn't play tonight, and they're a hardworking team. You look at some of the results they've got as of late. The last time the two teams met, it was a real tight game in Arizona, a 1-1 game that went into a shootout. So Kings are going to have their hands full tomorrow night. They're going to have to come out, play a structured game, play with a lot of discipline, and because it's a back-to-back situation, try to stay out of the box. Try to utilize all four lines. I thought that was the key to the Kings getting off to a good start tonight, utilizing all four lines and all six defense. That allowed them to put the puck in the offensive zone and spend a lot of time down there.
6-3, the Kings win it. The final numbers, shots L.A. 41, Anaheim 27. The winner on in relief, Quick. He is now 9-11-4. The loser, Gibson, he is 10-23-5. Kings are 2-0 against Anaheim, game three here to wrap up the regular season, April the 13th. The Kings with the win, now 31-18-7, and they are in second place, just 1 point behind the Vegas Golden Knights. Thanks again to our producers, Jeff Cabot and Jake Warner. And we'll talk to you from Crypto.com Arena tomorrow. Our coverage at 6:30 with Game Night, hosted by Jesse Cohen, who takes your calls for a full hour before every home game all season long. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon, so long, good night from Honda Center. Again, the final, Kings 6, Ducks 3. So long, everybody.
Listening to Kings Talk along the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
Scores! Snuck behind a defender, deked and tucked it in down low.
Follow the Kings all season long wherever you are with the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network. Download the iHeart app for free. Join us next time for the excitement of LA Kings hockey in the National Hockey League.